It says the 26th of October, July 73, Channel 1 over, beginning of the visit with John Turner in the kitchen. This is Thursday, the 26th of July 73.
I see you ain't. You hit all day for me. How come you hit for me all day like that?
Well, I'm afraid you'd put me to work.
And I had all the work going on today out there. We got over that thing with them coffee bees. Pulled them out.
You didn't expect to get that far along.
No, not today. Them little boys said, Daddy, let's come back tomorrow. I told them, no, we're going to get through the season, sonny boys.
Yeah.
Y'all might find something else in the morning to go doing. We're going to get through the season.
Well, now, where do you get that away? You don't like things to hang over. That thing on over there, press this button up there.
Yes, and when I start, I want to get through with it, if I can.
You
want to
finish your own, finish that little piece.
That's right. Now, where I had my watermelon planted out, John, I went out there yesterday evening after I knocked off. And broke that whole watermelon field up, double cut it, then broke up to the middle patch and double cut it. Now I'm supposed to go out there tomorrow and plant every bit of that in peanuts.
Oh, you're going to have some more peanuts?
Yeah, I got the seeds on, I just have to plant them. See, I got seeds left over there, what I had. I got to plant them, I don't need to keep them over.
No, it won't be any better next year than they are now.
They won't be as good. See, the seed are ruined if you're trying to hold them over them kind of seeds.
Well, what do they?
Yeah, they won't hold up. See, they're already treated.
Yeah.
And everything. And the germination will go away from them.
You know that?
Yeah. So I got to plant them this time.
Yeah.
Now, if I plant them and raise them, I can save some of that for seed if I want them. You understand?
Yeah.
And Mr. Palmer got the thing down there to sell them.
Yeah.
So now, if I happen to run late and can't sell all of them for green peanuts, I can dry them and I'll have my own seed. I won't have to buy that high priced seed. He got the thing to treat them with and everything, right? And put them in them bags.
You really get your finger fist down in your pocket when you buy them, so you know.
Make you sick. Yeah, sir. Make you sick.
Let me ask you, Detective John, what I was thinking about. You know, I brought this up before and we didn't say much about it. We got too many of them old armadillos here.
You can't catch them?
No.
Look, I better come catch them.
How about these boys? Can they catch them?
Them boys scared them. I got one boy that scared them, a young man. He about 20 years old. He catch them live. He run them and grab them and kick them over and catch them and put them in sacks. Had my car trunk full of them one day out in the grove. I made him turn them loose. I didn't know they was good to eat then, though, but they tell me them things mighty good to eat.
But you don't eat them.
I eat some once or twice, but I didn't know I was eating it. And after I eat it, the man told me, said, that was armadillo you eat. But it was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it.
Let me tell you, that's one of the things I hold against my sister.
Yeah.
Say, sister. They've been down there in West Tennessee where we was all brought up.
Sure.
Carried the family down there, had the children down there, wanted them to see the relatives and all, and they come back and they brought some country ham and one thing and another and some cow's butter and all like that. And they put it all out there on the table and we just bragging on it, see, and putting that cow's butter on the biscuits and everything. And it turned out to be just plain old oleo.
Oleo, that's right.
And I was bragging on oleo, you see.
That's right.
I never have forgive her for that.
No. My sister, the one who put me on that piece of armadillo that time, too. That was my sister.
Yeah.
And this was this preacher without telling you about. Donnie in the Grove told me that was turtle. The preacher was down there eating his dinner, and he said, "One piece of turtle, Turner?" I said, "Yeah." Then, "Come on, get some of the turtle and bread, man. It's good. I cooked it myself. Turtle, man." And I just eating it, and I got to eating it, wait till that evening we went back to work, you know, pruning orange trees. You're getting $1.50 a tree to prune the trees.
Yeah.
Just wasn't pruning, just cut the top out of the trees, you know, cutting them back low. You know, got to, you know, went back to work that evening. I said, "I'm going to get me some water." "Yeah, you want another piece of turtle?" I said, "No, man, I had a plenty." I didn't want a piece, but I was hitting tail him, you know. He said, "You know what that you was eating?" I said, "No." He said, "That was a piece of armadillo I cooked." Wasn't it good? I said, "Yeah, it sure was."
But now you've talked about that fella before.
Yes, that's him.
John.
That's that fella.
Is he full of meanness?
Yeah, he must be with legs. He's a preacher too. You know where he in the state? He moved from Spartan, Anthony. He moved to Kissimmee. They give him two big churches down there in that orange belt.
Yeah.
And he moved on to Kissimmee. But he got his own home and thing out there in Anthony.
That wasn't that same fellow we met then.
No, no. It wasn't him.
Gee whiz, he getting up in the world?
Huh?
He getting up in the world.
Yeah, he got two big churches down there. And since he's been gone, he come back the other day driving a brand new car. I said, where you get that?
Whew.
Say his members give it to him. Say his members bought it for him. He living.
Your members of your church do that?
No, that was the Methodist. My people all belong to the Church of God. My daughter and all of them. But I used to be belonging to the church, but I don't belong to no church no more.
You don't even go?
I ain't been to church in none of them.
Just cause you just give it up?
Yeah, I just don't go to church no more. Okay. But I had the right to go sometime, I'll tell you. Maybe I'll make up my mind and go sometime again.
Yeah, I reckon I have to, too.
I was a deacon of the church. Yeah. And so many of the fellow children would send the children to church.
Yeah.
The children was fighting the church. And I tell them about the children, they get hot. I say, don't send your children back to church unless you come with them. You can tend to them. I say, because it ain't right for children to be all in the church tussling and fighting and cussing.
Yeah.
Cussing and saying dirty words in church. Then some little children started doing that, so I quit going to church.
Oh.
But an old lady told me, said, regardless of that, you go on to church because you're supposed to go. So I stopped going. She told me, she's dead now, but she told me, said, you do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I just quit going.
You know, I used to hear old Roy Mason every Sunday morning at 8:30 on
yeah.
the radio.
Sure.
And I remember he's from that, he's Baptist, he's from that Buffalo Street Baptist Church
yeah.
down in Tampa, down
yeah.
there.
I heard you were telling him. I used to stay to Tampa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I stayed down there about 5 years ago.
And you know, one of the things he kept saying, he says, all the churches ain't alike. He says, if you go to one and it don't please you, you shop around and get one that's up to your standard.
Yes, sir. That's right. So, man, come on now, tell the people to sleep on the floor. Don't sleep in no bed. Sleep right down on the hard floor. Run over there, running a tent meeting over there. Tell them to sleep on the floor. Don't sleep in no bed. Sleep right down on the floor. And the way your dress is down, dragging on the ground. Don't wear no hair wig on your head.
No, you don't have to tell me that.
That's what he telling them all.
Well, that tent meeting's been there a while.
Yeah, it is. It's your
head. I was
there when I was over. It's your. Mm-hmm. They're still having that meeting every night. Every night. Not one night, every night. Saturday night, Sunday night, right on. Just keep steady going.
And you can hear them?
You can hear them from, look, you want to be that, be to sell that steak.
Yeah.
You could hear him from there, here. You know, just like they're sitting right out there. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I used to, in the summertime when the windows all open, we used to be able to hear all the revivals, you know.
Sure, right.
It carried a long ways. I used to like that singing.
Yeah, sure.
I like the singing better from a distance than I did right there, because, you know, it's always hot in there where
they're
singing.
It sure is. You know that, too?
You
can get off a piece and listen to that fella preaching too. Where that fella was preaching, you know who else have you heard him preaching to that tent?
Yeah.
You can set off out there and hear what he said better than you could if you was right there where he was.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You just get right outside some of them big windows where you get a little air.
That's right.
And you're sitting in the dark, nobody can.
That's right.
Tell you in mind.
That's right.
It sounds a whole lot better than it does in there, right there, and all the more hot lights.
Still right.
You know, that seems like a long time since I used to do that.
My son, that son of mine got some peanuts in my house. I reckon I better go if I want to catch him. I got to find him. See, I don't be on my hair quite enough to plant that whole place. He got 3 bags of peanuts in my house, and he said he's going to plant them, but don't look like he's going to plant them. I don't believe he's going to plant them.
Yeah.
If he don't plant them, I'll see him. Get some of them from him to finish that tree. I ain't got but 2 bags left. I don't believe that'll go with that watermelon to you.
That could be a little short.
Yeah, I sure do. And I got enough okra seed to plant about an acre.
Yeah.
I'm going to plant about an acre of okra.
No sweet potatoes?
I couldn't find no vines, man. I looked. You know that place up there, I was telling him, that old hard land like that, that's what you ought to have. Well, that whole thing ain't sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Ought to have that whole, if you could find the vines, or another season or something, you put that place in sweet potatoes and you won't stumble.
Yeah.
You're having some money.
Yeah.
Like sweet potatoes and things, man, you make some money.
Yeah.
I don't worry about them weeds.
That's right, you don't have to worry about them growing in there. Let them grow.
Let them grow.
Yeah, all you do is get that potato vine stuck in the ground, and when they hit that hard spot under there, that bitch will budge out and make a big potato. But as long as it can just run, it'll make a long string. But any time it hit that hard ground, that's where it make that big potato. That's some ground up there for potatoes.
Well, why didn't we put in some?
We couldn't find the vine.
Oh, that's right. We called all around, never did find any, did
that's
we?
That's right.
We couldn't find no vine. No, sure. You could have found the vine. That place will make potatoes.
Could you use a few if you had them?
Yeah, sure.
A few? One row?
4 or 5 rows in the hood. Yeah, sure.
You mean a quarter of an acre or something?
That's right. Something like that.
Sort of pay you for putting them in.
That's right. Yeah, sure right.
Well, if you had them, would you put them, keep them there at the house this winter where you get to them?
With all them sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
It'd be more than you could handle.
Well.
If you had a bank on them, if you'd do anything.
Yeah.
But if you use the wrong kind of footlight, they'd rot.
They won't bank.
No, they won't bank unless you use a certain kind of footlight.
Well, you know what sort that is?
Yeah, cotton seed meal.
They won't rot with
no,
that.
No, they won't rot with that.
Cotton seed meal.
Mm-hmm. I don't see much of that in a cotton seed meal footlight.
I never heard of that, John.
Yeah, sure. My daddy used to use it on them. Put them in the bank and they'll stay there till the next season. Yeah, sure.
Cotton seed meal fertilized.
That's right.
Not just plain cotton seed meal.
No. Then they had my daddy used that old cow pen too. Cow pen footlight. He'd put that on the sweet potatoes.
Oh yeah.
And make some big sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
He sure would.
Yeah. That's good anyway then. John, how would you, what would you put on there if you wanted to hill it up for sweet potatoes?
You'd have to diss that ground good. You'd have to diss it.
Yeah.
Apply it up.
Well,
and then put them hiller disses on there.
Well, they do.
And don't put nothing on there but them. Take all them plows off.
Yeah.
And nothing but the hiller disses. And they'll put a bed up.
How many times do I have to go?
One time.
How much bed I want?
You don't want a great big bed.
Just a little bed.
Just a little bed. And then when you get ready to wake them, you wake a bed to them.
Oh, do you?
That's right. You want a little bed to start off. Then when you wake it, while you wake that bed to it. And you want to give it a little extra footlight, you give it to it on the side up on that bed, and then sort of do it.
You don't hoe them. What do you do to them?
No, you don't ever hoe the home. You don't have to hoe no sweet potatoes. You can pull them up if you want them with a hoe. You know what they call pulling them up?
Yeah.
Cover up more. If it's one of them giants you cover up, you know that'll make a sweet potato if you cover it up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You have seen them all down in the middle of here, the vine stick to the sand,
yeah.
Be a little potato out there on the day.
Yeah.
But every one of them giants will make a potato.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Like a penis.
Now, why are you such a poor man with knowing as much as you do?
Well, I've been crazy all my days, I reckon. Go backwards. Go to backwards way all the time, that's all. I was just telling him what I was telling you tonight then.
Yeah?
I said, if I was a younger man as he is now, I'd know what to do to get a living.
Yeah.
I'd know just what to do.
Yeah.
But long as my time coming along, I was crazy. You understand?
Yeah.
But like I know now, as young as he was, I'd be a man when I'd get older than I am now.
You mean if you had enough work in you, you'd know now how to do it.
That's right. That's right. I'm done. I'm getting on up there. Of course, they called me a boy right on. I was 16 the other day. Last Thursday, I was 16 years old.
Well,
yeah.
But you still raise, you can still raise all these sweet potatoes and things.
That's right. That's kind of the work.
That's just playing.
Yes, sir. 61, Thursday gone. 61. And I ain't never done no easy work hardly in my life. Always done old bogus hard work. Hard puck wood, cut puck wood, loaded. Man, work on the railroad. All that was hard work, all I ever done. No, it looks like I'm just done got to be now. I can work right on a little bit, pretty good. But Sometimes that thing hit me and I had to just lay right down and sit down. I can't wait, getting hollering.
What hit you?
It's something in my back. I don't know what that is in my back. I catered to doctors and everything.
How it hit you?
Not like I done awake today. In the morning, I can't hardly get up. But after I get up and get to moving around, it moves out a little bit. And them big knots come on me like that then. I'm one right here now. See, right there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, right under the skin. Some big knots. You
right
know.
Under the skin?
Mm-hmm, one right there. When I awake, that's what to do. That's what happens to me. Oh, the doctor named it something. I don't know what it is.
What do you call it?
He wouldn't let me see the paper. He sent it back from the medical center to that Belfair place. You remember that Belfair place, no killer?
Yeah.
He sent it back there.
And wouldn't let you see it?
No.
Well, it's one of them big old names anyhow, I guess.
Now, I reckon it was. They sent it back there, so asked them to give me that little piece of money to help me with my children. I didn't ask them for it neither. They give it to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mean they give you a little?
Yeah, $132 a month.
Well, you can't tap your nose at that, can you?
Couldn't do it. They said they just give me that to help me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that come from the doctor?
Yeah, sir.
After he saw your bank?
Yeah, sir. They the one carried me there. They carried me over to Gainesville. I stayed down here. I couldn't walk for 9 months.
9 months.
Couldn't walk. I couldn't walk.
When was that, John?
That was back then. Let me see which one of my children, one of them was born. And Dr. Strange, every doctor had given me out. I met the doctor, the kid met the Dr. Strange. Dr. Strange said he got 25% of life, 75% gone. Say if he live 9 days, I got him. Said, but if he don't make it through these 9 days, I'll shake my head on it.
Yeah.
Every doctor had given me out. No killer. Everywhere I went, doctor give me out.
Oh, but Dr. Strange?
Dr. Strange said if he lives just 9 days, I got him something. But if he don't make it just 9 days, nothing I can do for him.
You must have been pretty far gone.
He said 75% of my life was gone. I had 25% of it left.
Yeah.
And he'd come to my house and be on me every day. Not every other day, every day.
Oh, would he?
Till after a while he meant to come in every other day. After a while, they meant to come in once a week. And that is the way he done. Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
He gave me some medicine. I wish I could get some of it now.
Yeah.
After I got up from there, he gave me that little ball of green medicine. It wasn't big as my finger, but it was about that long.
Yeah.
And that stuff he made was just as bitter as gold.
And took all the pain away.
And green as grass and bitter as gold. And every time I take it, I couldn't take it. He told me don't take it, about 4 drops of it. Every time I take them foot drops of that stuff, man, I never hit my foot together 3 times before I hit the floor.
You mean just like that?
Yeah, sir. I wish I could get a hold of some of that now if they'd have helped us back.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. They give me that. I crawl around after he told me to get up, and that 9 months was gone. And I couldn't get up till I met the two to give me that medicine. I'd crawl around on the ground. My wife crawled me around on the floor and stand me up. I'd lean upside her, and she'd walk me around till I got to the evil way I could walk again.
Good Lord.
I ain't joking. I couldn't walk. That's right, I couldn't walk.
Well, you just lucky in getting around Dr. Strange. He's the last one you went to.
That's right. I went to no more doctor, but they came to the game with their doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I reckon they wanted to say Dr. Strange was telling something wrong. They went to him, too.
Yeah.
But they took me and carried me to the game. And they sent the paper back by, I wasn't worried about it myself because I didn't want them to give me nothing. So after they carried me, then why? Then they come on back and give me that money.
Now that.
Give me all that medic something too. What it is?
Yeah.
Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when did they do that, John?
They've been doing that for me for about 10 years now.
Have they?
About 10 years.
Well, no wonder you wear good clothes.
Good clothes. Yeah, it was about 10 years.
That was just a little bitty bottle of green medicine.
That's right. It was so green then. It's bitter as gold. I don't know what that was.
And he told you not to take over 3 or 4 drops.
Not over 4. And I take that, and I mean, I feel all right for a long time.
Yeah.
You give me a certain time to take it long, you know.
Yeah.
After a while, he didn't give me no more of that kind. I wouldn't put no writing on the bottle or nothing. Yeah, I could see what he was. Lord help me. If I could get some of that, you know, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
You'd like to kick up your heels again.
But the people told me, said, know what that was? I had double pneumonia. And so that was poison he gave me against that poison pneumonia. I had double pneumonia. That's when I was so sick. I had double pneumonia.
Oh, that's what he treated you for.
That's right. Double pneumonia.
One of you here.
That's what everybody's saying. He said so too. He said he'll probably live them 9 days. He'd gamble him alive. All the other doctors said, done told me don't bring him in. We can't do him no good. Should have put him in the hospital. We can't do him no good, you know.
Once that stuff gets a hold of you.
And then after it had me, Dr. Strand said I took the relapse with it. My mind. He come put that thing on you, know that thing is heavy in the hill, you know.
Oh, yeah?
He said he done took the relapse with it now. I got the doctor on him hard again now. Took relapse with the thing. And I wouldn't go outdoors or nothing. Just stay in that bed. And couldn't get outdoors.
Oh, that's when he was still coming over there?
That's right. Yeah, he changed that medicine and thing. And after a while, I got to be, I could eat then. I couldn't eat. I didn't want nothing to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one time I prayed to die. I ain't joking. I was so sick, I prayed to die.
You just been sick enough.
I was so sick till I asked the Lord to let me die. Now that ain't no lie. I wouldn't tell nothing wrong. I wanted to die. I was so sick.
You had enough of it.
Man. That double pneumonia is something. You can believe that.
It's
a pain.
Well, you had that, but your back, that was long before that.
No, that back come along in there, too.
Oh, did it?
After that, then that back went to worry me, too. My back didn't worry me.
All at the same time?
All of that. I reckon that'd be that stuff settling me or something.
Oh.
I know one thing. I just had
but
it.
That's the only trouble you ever had, that back.
That's right. And that back.
Well, how long has that been?
That's been 10 or 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
Been around 10 or 12.
So you was a pretty big good man up until then.
Sure right. You see them big old trucks there to drive around, them big old trucks, Chevrolet and Ford? I used to lift up one of the front end of one of them and tell the fella to set the jack on it.
Yeah.
The front end of it. I'd lift it up, you know, on one side?
Yeah.
To set the jack on it.
And I'd pull over with all this jacking
up. Yeah, I'd just turn my back to it and pick it right up. I can't pick up that now. I can pick up pretty good, but not that much.
Well, I don't know. You look like you're pretty stout, John.
It used to be all right, but I'm about done, though.
You just don't want to take. You got too much sense now. You just don't want to take a chance, do you?
They told me they don't even throw the bucket of water. But I'll get out and wait. You see that?
Yeah.
The doctor tell me don't even be throwing the bucket of water.
Yeah.
But you can't do everything they tell you. Don't you? You tall sometimes.
Don't
some
you?
Things is right and some things ain't. They tell you.
Yeah. You told us this before. How long was it that you was associated there with old boss Kite?
10 months.
Just while you was in the...
10 months.
Right for that?
10 months, in the game.
In Gainesville.
That'd be the same in the game.
Oh yeah, that was out of, yeah.
Sent out, they come there from Gainesville to Rayford and pick me up. Brought me out there to Florida Farm Colony.
Yeah.
You know where Florida Farm Colony?
Yeah.
That's where I was right there.
And that's where Boss Kite was?
That's out there on that farm. I didn't do him a dry tractor out there. I drove a tractor the whole time I was there.
Well, and he lived out there?
Yes, he lived out on the farm. The other fellas would carry him out on a truck. I'd ride back there with the men that had the gun. And I'd get out off that little thing back there and open all the gates. And get out there, I'd get on my tractor, and I wouldn't see nobody till that night after I'd get on my tractor.
Huh?
Mm-mm. I come in, the only time I see anybody, unless I break down or something coming in. Man,
well, that was just the guards that you was talking about. But Boss Kite didn't have anything. He didn't carry guns.
No, he didn't carry no gun. He said he didn't want nobody who had to have a gun over.
He just farmed out there.
That's right. He was a farm man for the fellow we got on the farm.
Yeah.
Him and Mr. Otto Henson.
He headed it up?
Huh?
Or at least he was the foreman or the boss man?
He was the boss man out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd line out what he wanted you to do?
That's right. And I wouldn't see nobody then until that night or that. Sometimes I wouldn't see him a whole week.
Oh, really?
I'd just be out there running that tractor. He'd be done told me what to do and which way to go.
Well, now, when was it you worked that mule that he had?
That was long in the time. I'd raked our mule, too. I raked our mule with a streak all rows with him.
Yeah.
He had a thing to streak all rows.
Yeah.
Then get behind a little bit with the weight, they had me to streak them all. For them fellas who didn't know how to lay off a straight row,
yeah.
I'd lay off one straight row and then run that marker right down in it, and it'd be marking off about six rows, three on each side.
Yeah.
And that kept them fellas waking.
Yeah.
I'd go there and do that like the day, all day today. Tomorrow, all they had to do was keep that plow in that little streak we went along with them two pieces of two before making them up.
Yeah.
And they had straight rows.
And you tucked that with the mule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, finally, they got it rigged up, though, with it behind the tractor.
Oh, it wouldn't fit, but behind the mule?
That's all it had shells made on it, like a wagon.
Yeah.
Back in between them two shells and had old door hinges.
Oh.
Fastened on that thing to hold it, and a single tree. That's the way to do it.
You had to put it on that old mule.
That's right. Hitch him up and back him between them.
That'd be a bit of work any way you look at it.
That's right. When you get one straight row, you make him walk down that straight row.
Yeah.
And that keep all them others to be straight rows.
And you'd have to work till late at night to get all that done.
No, I wouldn't. I like I'd do that today. Not tomorrow. I wouldn't do it and get on the tractor and be gone. Then it rigged it up to be behind the tractor, and then all I'd done was stayed on the tractor.
They rigged it up so the tractor could do the work, but the tractor was just doing the mule's work.
That's right.
They could have just let that mule stay on doing it.
That's right.
You know, a lot of things now, a mule can do just as good as a tractor, can't they?
I could take a mule and make that land up there do what I want to do with it.
Yeah.
I could take an old mule and make that land do what I want it done with it.
Oh, where are we going to get one?
A mule and a planter, and you plant them peanuts down in a hole that big deep. And just as they go to stick their head out, throw that dirt to them.
Yeah.
And you would pick a quart of peanuts off each hill. You pick a quart off each hill.
Yeah.
But you got to bury that thing. Them kind of old peanuts, you got to bury them.
Yeah.
But them other old kind of Florida runners, now they'll mix. If the dirt is soft enough for them to catch a hole on.
Yeah.
But them old things, they be giant on there, make a peanut just as far as you cover it up.
Oh, really?
But you got to hurry and cover it up. Grow it up out that row about that deep. And then cover it up till it just a little piece be sticking up. And then you make peanuts.
What do you use?
Yeah, if you got a mule, that's what you do. I ain't never found a tractor yet to fix them peanuts like this.
What do you use? A little sweep or something?
Maybe you use a little opening plow. One of them opening plows to fit that, make that planter, put it in front of each one of your planters, make it be down in a hole.
Yeah.
And when you go along there plowing in, that dirt will shove in there. I mean, you can shove that dirt
in. Every time you go through there, you go with the opening plow?
No, that would be when you're picking the planet.
Yeah.
And put it down in that hole.
Yeah.
The next time you go along there, you leave your opening plow. You take your little opening plow and set them out a little bit further. It'll just run straddle the row. If you got a two row, why you put one on each side of it?
Yeah.
And you'll throw that dirt right back up there.
Well, that's what I said.
Then your next time you go along, you put your sweeps on. Nothing but your sweeps.
Oh.
And turn them video, sort of sit up, sort of dig leg.
Yeah.
And that'll show that dirt up there.
Yeah.
You got it. And you had a plow about twice.
It don't matter how wide the sweeps are.
No, sir. The wider it is, the better it is if you got them planted right. But now, I tell you what. You need one of them three-row planters. See, you put three rows to the bed, just like that.
Oh.
And ain't no way in the world for weeds and grass to grow under there.
Yeah.
Them three rows to the bed. You ever seen that, ain't you? Well, that's to be that man planting his peanuts, but I tell you, I'm not getting 100 crates to the acre. 100 bushels to the acre. What are you getting? And he got it planted them three rows to the each bed. The tractor's wheel go right in here and over here.
Yeah.
And plow that out. Put them little plow, little straight plows on it. That's all they plow on me.
Yeah.
That's three rows. And that Ford tractor out there is working, or that wasn't. But that Ford tractor be the best to work them with. That's what they work them with. Nothing but them little Fords.
Because a little old light tractor you don't need.
That's right. You don't need nothing other to put it with them little plows on it. The little plows about like that there. Just go between them rows. The one over here and the one on the outside, and you kept two rows at the time.
Well, that cultivator frame, you ought to have something else to put your plows on.
That frame right there is the thing that they use.
That's good, isn't it?
But they just set them in the place where they belong, where they straddle that row, just go between them rows.
Sure.
Now, do you notice now what I'm telling you when you go up there, or you either one, where them two or three rows close together, you see if any weeds or grass grow under them.
Oh.
There's two or three close rows going toward the back.
That's right.
And where them close rows, I wouldn't even go between two of them there.
Because
they're so close, I wouldn't even try to plow between them, and there ain't nothing between them but this peanut.
That's right.
How'd that burn?
The closer you put them together, the better it is for you.
Well, could we put two of the both of them little planters there together?
That's right.
Could we have done that?
Yeah, it takes three of them.
They're quite close together.
It takes three, but you want to use two.
But they wouldn't just put three of the planters together. They'd have
it. Yeah. They got three of them. Fasten on that frame together.
Yeah.
One here, one right there, and one right there. And that give a three-row bed. Every time, every person get with one bed, they get one bed to pick the peanuts on. I always get two beds when I'm picking peanuts.
Do you?
Yeah, two of them beds. That's six rows.
Yeah.
See, two of them beds are six rows.
That ain't gonna give you that much middle, is it?
It ain't no middle there, the way. I'm telling you now, you can work it like that easier and with them little straight plows.
Yeah.
That sweep will choke up. When you pull a weed and throw it down, it'll choke up. You got to lit it up and back up to get all that stuff off your plow and keep hanging up. And it's better to plow it before you pull the weed.
That's right.
Man, them weeds get just choke up and bank up over this bank up. You can't hold a plow when you pull them weeds. You ought to apply it before you pull the weed.
That's right. We found that out.
Oh, you mean having them old weeds? Old weeds
laying
there.
Yeah, that just tangle up your plow and just keep it in a big lump. Just get up there and you had to lift it up and back up.
Is that what took you so long?
That's right. After I got in there, where them weeds wasn't pulled, you see how it went on through there?
Uh-huh.
Walk right on through. Well, where that old stuff would back up under there and then you can make the track and it'll stall out, you had to back stop and back up and get it off.
Yeah.
That old weeds. I don't know them weeds got to be that much trouble. I'd have towed them somewhere and laid them in the paw.
Why, yeah.
They're trouble to get on that plow.
Yeah.
Just bank it up.
Throw them over in some other room.
That's right.
Well, the boys just didn't think, did they?
No, they'd have stowed them any kind of thing. If they'd have laid them straight down, the road would have been better.
Oh.
Laid them up on the peanuts, it would have been better.
Yeah.
Right up on the room.
It wouldn't hurt a thing.
No. And then you could have plowed better. But I made it through here somehow.
But you wanted three rows of peanuts right down the same
and,
bed.
Yeah, and you will get from here to your gate down on it. Two of them bales will turn you out about 60 bales of hay. Two of them bales will turn you out about 60 bales.
I don't believe that.
Man, what you talking about? I wish, Lord, you'd come out there where you were picking peanuts, where you would see what them peanuts might look like on the ground.
Well, what did they do with them?
He sell them, sold them to a man, told the man to get all he wants, bail it and get it. Give him 25 cents a bail. Now, he got a big patch down here. I was telling him about it. Right by the Texaco place, so you're going out from Citra like you're going on O'Killer. We just sell them those gravely tractors.
Mm-hmm.
Right soon you pass, they look on your right. He got starting there next week. And you can see him and get the hay he's the one for 25 cents a bail, but you got to have to bail it. You would have had a bail it and thing you said. Don't want you to pay him for what you get, 25 cents a bail.
Yeah, you got to have your equipment down there. Well, now you see, if you had that low boy, like you need, if you're going to use that for the tractor and stuff, then we could borrow your low boy.
Sure, right.
I might get one myself if I knew where there was one. I could use one every now and then.
Really? No, you don't want to bother them people, though.
You know,
Crosby Company.
No.
You know, they,
them big folks, they don't.
They done sold out, don't know.
Are they?
Yeah, some other people done bought it.
Oh,
bought
yeah.
All their grove, but one little grove, they tell me up there by that orange shop.
Yeah.
The man that run the Ford place, no killer, and Clement and Williams, they bought it.
Oh.
Bought all them Crosby's and Ayers and Watman Ayers grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought it.
John, you've got, why do you want to run around all over the country working like this for? You just stay right over there. Where is this peanut ground you're going to put in the morning?
Over there on the side of Hawthorne.
Oh.
Out there where I had the water mirror.
You ain't got anything close to you.
Not nothing.
Well,
all of it will.
They know you too well over there.
Yeah. No, ain't that.
You got those wild hogs near you.
I ain't got nothing. No land. I tried to rent land over there, and they wouldn't rent me none. I'm telling you not. They said they'd rather sell the land.
They know you too well.
Yeah, they're scared you'll get something.
Scared you'll
Scared you'll get a hold of something.
Scared you make a little something?
That's right. I wouldn't afraid of.
Well, I'd have thought that'd been the best place right there. I think also I'd be
I tried to rent land, man. I couldn't rent none. Now, that's land that fella got these peanuts on. The man give him the land to farm.
Did he?
Yeah, so I'm farming free of charge. Just keep the weeds down.
Well, how much land do you need?
I need a pretty good bit. You know, what I'll be trying to do. If I had it all in one place now, I could go ahead and live. But got it scattered all around like that, it just run me to death.
How far is it from over here?
From my house?
Uh-huh.
It's 7 miles on the lake. How far is it up here?
7 miles
to Orange
Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all?
That's all. 7 miles coming across the Orange Lake.
Well, that's not so bad.
It's 3 to McIntyre. 7 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Come about
10-12 miles,
I reckon.
McIntyre's 2-3 miles, isn't it?
Yeah. About 7 and 6. I'd say 14 miles. But over on a little further in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you go to Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Then you go 4 miles out of Hawthorne like you're going to Palatka.
Yeah.
Then you go 2 miles back across a little lake.
Yeah.
And back in there.
You really?
And I wouldn't have got tangling there, but that man got that orange grove. And he give me half of the money would come out of the orange.
Yeah.
But help taking care of the grove.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, John.
So I get half of the money out of the orange and tangerines and the Chinese hunters and naval orange. So I get half of the money, so I let me farm to use the things for nothing in the land. So I see that I better stay there, hadn't
you? Better stay there.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You can't hardly beat that.
Told me the other day, say you gotta put a big fence, finish putting this fence up around there, and you gotta put about 100 head of goats in there. What do you want with all them things?
He figures he can get some money out of them.
No, he say he ain't gonna do them. Let him eat them weeds and them grapevines and thing all out there. And then he gonna, me and him gonna barbecue them all up and eat them.
Yeah.
And he don't want them. They just want to eat up that undergrowth in there.
Oh. Well, he don't know how fast a goat eats, does he?
Yeah, I know one thing he don't know. He don't know how goats sell it now.
How they sell it?
Man, me and my wife and I on the radio say they sell them to all the Burbanks.
Yeah.
Little old bitty goat, but like that then. We walked up to my wife and said, how much is that little goat showing? $25. They said, well, how much one of the big ones? $35. Man, I said, no, I ain't want none of them goats. You used to buy a goat for nothing. You won't buy them for nothing now.
You won't buy a goat for nothing, and just all you had to do was barbecue.
You used to didn't have to do nothing with goats. Just run out there and get you one for $1.50 or $2 or $3, but you don't get them like that no more. You had to pay for them now.
Your old man Thrasher raised goats out there.
That's right.
He had a little herd of goats, but he quit that.
Yeah.
Why he quit?
I don't know.
Well, he got as much money as he
then you ever heard tell a hog selling for 57 cents a pound on foot?
Yeah.
That's what they is now.
Yeah.
57 cents a pound.
That was like old
on
trouble
foot.
You haven't got any.
I got 5, man. I think I'm going to keep them.
You're going to keep them?
Yeah. Eat some of them.
That 57 cents ain't going to help you.
Yeah.
That fella gonna come around to buy him again?
He better not. He ain't need him coming. I tried to sell them all and give him a giveaway. I give away many of them. That's why I told him I used to work with up in the harbor. I give him 3 hogs one time. He fattened them up and came to the market and sold them. Bragged to me how the money he made off them. I give them to him and he fattened them up and sold them.
Well, you had a lot of things happen to you, John.
Yeah, I just.
A lot of things.
Well, he don't worry. About it too much.
You know, old Tom Glisson,
I worked for him for years.
You lived with him. Now, he was the man you ought to have stayed with.
I did stay there till he died. I didn't go to work that morning. I had it. He wouldn't have never got a chance to drink that tree killer, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I didn't go to work that day.
You think he wouldn't be that careless, would you?
No, I wouldn't have thought he would do that. I might have been in drunk somewhere, too, if I'd have been there, reckon?
It's mighty easy.
He said, looked at the same, and he sat the 2 jugs side and side. Now he should have known to tie something on that jug or something.
Well, they ought to prosecute the people that are selling it down there unmarked.
Yeah, sure.
They
right.
ought to put them in jail, oughtn't they?
You ain't joking.
Didn't do a thing to them.
They said he didn't.
Not a thing.
I reckon his wife's still on all them cows in that pasture, honey. Man, she got some herd of cows.
Yeah.
If they're still hunting. I believe they're still hunting because I see how they're looking at them the other day.
But you didn't mess with the cows when you was working for
no, you. No, I'd help fix the fence sometime. Wake around that little orange grove up there on the house and things.
You never got into the fishing?
No, sure didn't. I'd eat up all the fish I could get for them. You know,
did you get some?
Plenty to eat.
Huh?
Plenty of fish to eat. Yeah.
What'd you get?
A mud and sometime a trout, some brim.
Yeah.
And all the catfish I could eat.
Yeah. Well, now, what's wrong with cat?
Nothing. I like to got guard yard on my head something when I was in there.
Oh, really?
Sure did. I might go catch these boys home, and I got to try to find that old boy of mine, because in the morning, I'll be till in the morning to catch him. I won't catch him, because they wake every day.
John, what'd you have to do about these peanuts next?
Put them in the crate. Put them in the crate.
Put them in the crate.
That's all. That'll be about 2.5 or 3 weeks.
What's the best time to put... how late would you put in sweet potatoes?
This was supposed to be the last month, so July. Some people put them in August, but they don't make such a big one.
This is a little late now.
Yeah,
isn't
it? It sure is.
And sure right is. Up there would be the place for them.
That'll make some sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. You had that whole plate of sweet potatoes, you could sit down and cross your legs and say goodbye.
Well, that's what I want to do, sit down and cross my legs, John.
Yes, sir. You surely could. You had that in sweet potatoes.
Let me tell you, you keep that armadillo thing in mind.
All right then. I'm gonna try to get Ricky to catch him for me and put him in a bail.
All right.
Channel 1 over around 800, and the end of this visit after supper in the kitchen with John Turner this Thursday, the 26th of July, 73. Now, Rick talked to him out in the yard. Now, this is Channel 1 over, around 800, the end of the visit with John Turner this Thursday, the 26th of July, 73. Channel 1 over, the end of the visit with John Turner in the kitchen this Thursday, the 26th of July, 73.